this Ways and Means book, we put on a carnival up where the water tower is. Now there's two soccer fields right now. It used to be just a baseball field. We put on a carnival there and raised money. We only made $600. But we had a guy that worked at the bank at that time that was a loan officer. He took on the project of putting sidewalks from Fowler Avenue, which is on Woodstock Road, all the way up to Roswell North Elementary. Curbing, sidewalks, a whole bit. I don't know how far that is, quarter of a mile, probably. But he got that done for that $600 with county donations as far as labor and so forth. But for $600, he got all that, everything put in from that Fowler Street all the way up to the school. And we won an international award with that project. Well, within that book, but I think that one project probably brought the thing home. That was just a couple of things that happened, you know. But we done a lot of things as far as Christmas and things of that nature, giving to needy families and all. But it was an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting time. But, and as I say, it was a social function back then as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there wasn't much going on in Ross in early, late 50s, early 60s.
Well, how big a place was it back then, do you recall?
Well, when I graduated from high school in 1954, I think we had 2,000 citizens. And I used to tell people, you know, Roswell never did grow. Because every time there was a new baby born, somebody had to leave town. That was back, and you can tell that was back years ago. That's not important anymore.
But Roswell's bigger than it used to be.
Yeah, about 82,000-83,000 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been good in most cases. The only thing you can argue about is the increased crime and traffic. Other than that, the growth's been great. It has brought a lot of things into Roswell that Roswell would not have had otherwise. Well, just like the development and buying of land for parks and recreation. Without people coming in here and buying these new houses and so forth, you wouldn't have had the things in the parks and recreation that you have today. Because we, back then, early a long time ago, we were one of the first Parks and Recreation Commission to assess each lot, building lot, as people come in, brought their plans. We put an assessment on the lot. So we started getting some money to buy park property.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, the city got wise and said, well, you know, there's fire and rescue and administrative and police department, and we need an assessment for all of those, like the parks are getting. So when they worked that up and vote, we have nothing to do with it. But when they worked that up and they told us as well, your assessment part's gonna be $1,200 per lot. Boys, wow. We're charging $100, yeah. But it went to $1,200. And the money, I mean, it started building pretty fast.
Well, you've got property along the river that you bought?
Oh, yeah. At Riverwalk,